Hi, my name is Ella Schuler. I'm a freshman at TCC, and today is Saturday, October 7th, 2023, and I am going to be interviewing Nicole and Lena, and they are two ESL students from Tulsa Community College. Okay, so my first question for you guys is, was moving to America a hard decision?
For me, yes,
Yes.
it was because I feel like I felt like I left all my family, all my friends, all my customs. So when I came here, for me it was difficult, because it's other type of life. And I miss so much right now. I miss so much my mom, and all the time I thinking was a good decision. Yeah, but I think that it is. It's a good decision for me. It was hard. It's hard, but for me now, it's a good decision.
Good, I'm glad. Lena, was it a hard decision for you?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
At the beginning, I came here just to visit my sister for and stay just a little time with her, maybe 2 months. But once I knew the city, and I was in an age of my life, I was passing for a little hard time in Colombia because some personal situations. Once he once I came here and I knew the city, I say, oh, I think this is my new place to start a new life. So I decided to stay. So it wasn't hard for me.
Awesome. Were there any like struggles that you had getting here? Yes.
Okay. At the beginning, I struggled so much with the language. For that reason, I decided to start to learn English. And maybe okay, I came here with my tourist visa, and deciding to stay here, I needed to change my status, my immigration status. So I need to start a process to get my study visa, and because I started that a process during the pandemic, maybe the pandemic delayed the process, so I was like in the air here for a long time. So,
The
but
pandemic,
finally,
a lot of stuff on pause.
yes, but finally I got my study visa, so I am starting English, my English right now.
You're doing very well. Both of you do really well with it. I can understand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was very worried about that. So you're doing great.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard,
I'm
man.
sure it is. Nicole, did you have any struggles getting to here to America?
The language too. For example, when I was in Peru, nobody talked in English. So for me, my level of English, it's like basic for me. But when I apply for the ESL, sorry, when I apply for the ESL, they told me that I need to take a Duolingo test. They know how what is your level. So I did that exam. I took that exam, and I was very surprised because my level of English is like intermediate and advanced in what? And that was hard for me because in Peru nobody talked in English, and when I came here, in Tulsa, all the people talk in English. So I need to accommodate or to with the accent, with the many phrase that you use. For me, that's That's the hard part because I don't understand very well maybe sargans or any phrase that you have. And that's it. Only that because I feel so comfortable with the people here. You are very nice persons,
You.
polite persons. I like it too much.
Awesome. My next question is, why did you guys choose to move to Tulsa rather than any other place in America?
Well, me, because my aunt lives here.
Okay.
So, if I need to study, I need to feel comfortable for learn the language. So, she told me that you can come here and live in my house. So, for that reason.
Lino, why did you choose Tulsa?
Well, do you know nobody came to Tulsa because decide to, oh, I want to go to learn. Will decide to go to Tulsa. Nobody knows Tulsa
Yeah.
outside. So I think the majority of people who come here is because somebody here in Tulsa bring you. It was my case. My sister
Okay.
brought me to Tulsa, and it's the same case. It's the same Nicole case too. So I came here because my sister was living here. So
So
she's
both of
still.
you guys came here because of family.
Yes.
Awesome. Family's a big thing, so they're very important, I believe.
Yes.
Has that choosing to move here, has that affected life with your family? Is there still family back in your home country?
Say again, please, Ella.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to word it differently.
Hey, just a little more slowly,
Okay, gotcha.
baby.
Choosing to move here to Tulsa, has that affected life with your family? And you still have family back in your home country from where you're originally from. Yes.
In my case, no, because in my home country I live with my mom. So my aunt is the sister of my mom,
Right.
and all my life I had communication with her, with my aunt. So it's for me, no, it's not the difficult part. It's not because I feel comfortable with her. And always my mom has a good communication with me and with my aunt, my father, because it's her sisters.
Does your family from you're from Peru, right? Are they
Right.
planning on moving here at all, or are they gonna stay in Peru?
No, they're gonna stay in Peru.
Okay. Cool, Lena.
I think my decision has been hard for my parents and my other sister. We are three sisters, and we used to be and we are so close.
Yes.
And I know my sister is so sad because I decided to stay here, but my sister here is so happy.
Yeah. I know how that is. I'm a group of three sisters myself, so.
Yes.
Nice.
And I think for my parents, it has been hard too. They because okay, I don't think my sisters listen this conversation, but I am their favorite daughter. I am sure my decision has been so hard for them. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Why did you choose to attend college at TCC out of all places?
In my case, because my aunt, when she came here, she studied in the TCC, the English too.
Okay.
So she knows the level of the quality of the of the education about the English. So for that reason, we choose ESL
Yes.
TCC.
Awesome. Do you like the classes?
Yeah, I like to match. I like to match because I think that they not only teach you like the language, they teach you more skills that you need in when you if you want to study a degree, a major, you need that skills like writing, reading, academic words. It's too well for me.
Awesome. Awesome. Lena, what made you choose TCC?
Many people here recommended me to study at TCC. When I was looking for an option to learn English, many people recommended TCC because they are methodologic because of the cost is they are the more affordable option, I
Yes.
think so. And the methodologic is awesome.
Awesome. Do you like the ESL classes that you're in right now?
I love being there. Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Do you guys have plans for after you finish these classes or after you finish college? What do you want to do in America?
Yes, in my case, I want to study a degree. I
Okay.
get a degree in TCC, study a career like business administration.
Is that the career you want to go into? Okay.
So, well, I have my AGPT. I don't remember well the name, but I don't need to take the TOEFL. So the next semester, if I pass my five classes with good score, it's easy for me to study, and I think for Lina too. So I think that I will do. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to go and get a career and yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Lena, what about you?
Yes, I wanted to continue study at TCC. I have a Colombian degree called zoology. Zoologists in my country is the same as animal science here. I am a country girl, so I am thinking about the veterinarian class at TCC.
Veterinary classes.
Veterinarian classes, yes.
That's awesome. Okay. I wanted to be a vet for the longest time when I was little. I'd always wanted to. Do you guys, so after you finish your couple years at TCC, do you know if you're going to go to a different university to further your degree, or are you just going to stay at TCC?
In my case, I think that I need to go to a university,
Okay.
and I think that I will do, because with my aunt and my uncle, we were searching about that with the advisors, and I think now I don't know what university is good for me for my career, but yeah, it's one of my goals, go to the university then when I finish in DC.
Cool. Okay. Lena, what about you?
I think I will finish the career at TCC. Another of my plans is, I don't know, how can I say, when you bring your when you bring your degree from your country and the university here in your degree, and they compare, okay, you have approved those assignments, so we are going to we will
Will
to
they
approve
transfer it?
the degree. So if you wanna take your animal science degree here, you just need to study those assignments. So now, how can I call that process? Ellie, do you know?
I'm not totally sure, but it might just be transferring that degree that you have from your other country to this one.
Yes, that's what I am thinking too.
What do you guys think about the community around Tulsa? Do you like the people? Do you like the food? Is it hard to get around, like traffic-wise, stuff like that?
I love the traffic. You know, many, for example, when I came here, my aunt always, no, that it, this is time for the school. There was traffic. There is no traffic because in my city in Peru, the traffic is horrible. It's horrible. It's really horrible. Many accidents of cars have happened. So when I came here and she say me that is traffic. What? This is no traffic. And I like that because the people is well, the majority of the people is respectful with the laws of drive. You know, like many people look well, watch or saw a stop. I stop. I don't know the name
Stop
of that
sign.
sign. A
Yes.
stop sign and people stop. In my country, didn't happen that.
They don't stop.
So yeah,
How
they
long?
are so it's different. I like to match the coffee. The people here is very polite. You know, in all the stores that I went, all the people always hello, how are you? Or many people. Take the door and wait that you pass. And it's so nice and kind. For me, I love to match the people here because the majority of, well, I don't know all the people, but the majority are so kind.
I'm glad. How long would it take you back in Peru to get, say, from like your house to a store because of the traffic? Like, do you know how long it would?
Yeah. For example, I think that here it's far, like 30 minutes. 30 minutes for you is far, but in Peru it's near. Because if you want to go, I don't know, I live it far to the mall, and go to the mall it's like 30 minutes. But it's far because sorry, I don't know how to explain, but
You're
it's
fine.
far because the traffic. You know, in the reality, I didn't live too far. It's only far for because you
Because
need to
of the traffic.
say because the traffic. So I love to match the people here about the food. It's not the same, but it's not like I don't know how to explain, but it's normal, you know, it's
Is
normal. I
normal.
mean, normal.
Okay, is it more fast food or more restaurants or anything?
It's more fast food, and I see, well, I saw that food is, sorry,
You're
but
fine.
the food I think that is not like real, you know? Yeah, that the chicken has other days, the fruits, the grapes, it's different, it's
Got
different.
they call it preservatives.
Yeah.
Yes, has like a lot of
That's the word.
other stuff than just food. Lena, what do you think about the community around Tulsa?
I love Tulsa. I have met really nice people, really nice and kind people here. I got surprised when I discovered how many people work as a community around a church, around the neighborhood, because we don't have that in my country. The people is I have met very nice, kind, polite people. I love the city. It's big enough to live. If there is Walmart, there is big enough to live. That's my favorite store because you can find anything.
Yes,
The traffic for me is really good with the traffic in my city too. You know, there are better ways, double ways everywhere. It's not the same in my country. For that reason, I think the traffic is better here. And about the food, yes, you have variety. Help me.
Variety. Variety. Yeah.
Variety. You
Variety.
have a burger. You can find Chinese food, Indian food, Mediterranean food, of course, the typical American food.
Yes.
For sure, there is so much fast food.
Sure.
But usually, when I say we, is my me and my sister and the people who live around me, we used to cook our own food.
Okay.
We have Latin markets
Yes.
which what and they sell Latin products, so we can find our ingredients to make our food. So that's what we do. And of course, we like to enjoy and we can go outside and have a good dinner. Yes.
Oh, cool. So you guys usually just make the same food that you would in Colombia. You just make it here. Cool.
Yes.
Okay,
That's right.
now, if you could, can you point out like some main differences between Tulsa and your home country?
Yes. Well, the people, the people here is polite. It's very polite. In my country, yeah, it's the people is polite, but here the people it's like kind, you know. It's not only greet someone, good morning, hi. All the people say thank you. All the people say have a good day. Oh, I love to match that. When the people is grateful, I love to match that. In my country, the people is nice, but it's not like grateful and not you can greet someone who you don't know. So the other difference is that traffic. Yeah, Lina told that for example here the streets have many different lines. In my country it's not the
What's
same.
not?
It's difficult, yeah, because only it is two lines, like the front and the back.
Yeah,
So
like they go this way. Yeah.
and here it is a line in the middle that if you want to turn to the left or turn to the right. I love that. It's so smart. It's so smart and it's more easy to drive here. And the other difference is the food. Obviously, here you can find all the types of foods, you know, Indian, Chinese, Italian. I love it. I love that because in my country it's different because you can only find types of food like famous, you know, not Vietnamese, not I don't know, Indian. You can find that only Italian, American, like fast food. And the food in part is good, in part is bad because good because you can find all the type of foods, all the fruits, you know, all things. But the taste, the quality maybe is different. So that's the difference for me here. And the people here, I think that they are so liberal. I don't know how to explain, but the people here in comparison with my country, the Jones are more liberate that
Okay.
in my country.
Have you,
That's
I have another quick question. Have you found a new favorite food that you like in America? Is it different than what it was?
Yeah, the
Shrimp?
shrimp. In my country, the shrimp is expensive, but
Oh,
here
really?
the shrimp, here the shrimp is Well, I think that it's expensive, but not too expensive. You know, it's
Yeah.
like you can eat. So, but in my country, it's expensive.
Okay.
I love it. I love the shrimp.
What about you? What are some differences between here and your home country?
The weather
Mm-hmm.
with monster. I mean, no so market, not so strong like here. I mean, we don't have snow. We don't need to use heater there. Sometimes we need to use AC, but just in some place near to the ocean, in the beach maybe, but we don't have especially in the city where I am from. It's called the Eternal Spring City, so a good weather all time. So we don't have it's that is different for me, but I love to experience the different seasons here. And the other difference is I like how people here is free to in the way that everyone wants to be. Because in my culture, we have like so much. We used to think so much. Oh, look at this woman. Look her outfit. It's so ugly. It doesn't match, something like that. And here
Like they were
is
judgmental.
yes, 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 yes. My culture has the tendency to do that. And here people is really free to wear in the way that they want, to eat what they want, that they want to I like that. I like because free is one of the main values on United States. You can see outside when you go outside, you can see that, and I love that.
Awesome. So I'm gonna ask one last question. We only have a couple more minutes before our Zoom recording stops because I don't have the premium version. So I have one more question. What was it like growing up for you in your home country?
What was sorry, can you
Like
repeat?
growing up as a little child, as a little kid, what was it like for you in your home country? If there's something you don't want to share, you do not have to. I was just asking.
Okay, well, in my case, in my country, I was very privileged. Thank you, God. Yeah, I was very privileged, but in my country are very poor people, poor. And always I remember that I can do things that other people, maybe my neighbors, can't do. So I see too much that difference here because for example, where I live, all the people who has money live in that zone, you know, but don't in things here it's like you are in the neighborhood. Maybe you have money and your neighbor don't have too much money, and you can live in the same neighborhood. Doesn't matter. Yeah, in Peru it's different like that. I was very privileged, and my child was very fun. I always go to the what play with my friends in the street. All the people meet to others. So it's more, I don't know how to explain, it's more secure. Secure because my fathers are in my house and I played in the street. I go to the pool and walk too much with my friends, and I was a child. So I like to much grew in Peru because it's a life more close. You know, you are more close with your friends, with your family, with your cousins. Maybe the people is not polite, but you are close. You know, they
That's very
and it's
good.
different. It's different here because I live with my cousins, and if, for example, in Peru, I had other relations with my cousins. My cousins are my sister, you know, but here it's like her space. It's kind of different.
Lena, what about you?
I really had a happy childhood. As I told you, we are three sisters, and we are I mean, I am 46, and I am in the middle. My other sister is 48, and the other one is 45, so we are like a three, like a triples, maybe triples. So we grew up together, and it's so fun when you wake up and you have two more kids
Friends.
to play with you. We grew up in a farm, so it's the best place. It's because you have so much space, and you can do many things there in a safety way. You can explore so much. We always had the basic thing. So it is it was really a good childhood.
Awesome. So my last question is before we stop recording is do you guys have any questions for me about anything or about the process of the interview? If not, that's okay. No? Okay. Thank you guys.
Are you studying at TCC,
Me,
Ellie?
I'm studying rehabilitation sciences. Is what they're calling it. And eventually I'll move over to a university and study occupational therapy.
Okay, got you. Okay. Thank you so much. It was
You
nice to you.
too. I'm gonna go ahead and stop recording.